But the only moment that we have is this one. What shall we do with it? Are you ready? I'd like to share a poem with you to begin our process today, to begin our sacred ritual. And it's called I Am the New Year. I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought and didn't find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search for it, but with more determination. All the good that you tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dreamed but didn't dare to do, all that you hoped but did not will, all the faith that you claimed but did not have, these slumber lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of a strong purpose. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to him who said, "Behold, I make all things new." May this new year be the best, happiest, richest, healthiest, kindest, most loving year of your life so far. Can I get an amen? Say it with me. Amen. Hallelujah. So today is about ritual. Today is that day of the year when we will experience again our annual ritual that we refer to as the burning bowl. And today is our second virtual burning bowl. And here we are together. It's an opportunity for all of us today to acknowledge and to bless and release the past year and welcome the new one. The past year has been full, ain't it? Whew! Lord have mercy. With all the loss, with all the loss of friends, family, health, so much. We know that there has also been plenty of bountiful good during the past year, right? It's all going on at the same time, light and dark, yin and yang. It's powerful to mark the passing of a year and to be grateful for what it has brought us. We have the chance to reflect on all that life has meant and to set an intention for how we move forward. It's a way to open up space for something new. So I invite you today to prayerfully support each other, all of us gathered here at this time together, this moment in time. We may not be able to see each other, but close your eyes for a second and feel each other. Feel that sacred energy. We have all used the power of yes to be in this place at this time, in this configuration that will never be exactly this way ever again. It is this moment. So as we prayerfully support each other in this virtual gathering, as we release whatever we choose to release, negative limiting thoughts and beliefs, perhaps fears, as we simply give ourselves permission to let go so we can establish a new, fresh awareness of truth. The psalmist, as we well know, said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I shall fear no evil." And the reality is that we do have fears. Fears go with us through life, don't they? Fear, false evidence appearing real. Fear, forgetting everything's all right. Well, today we have the opportunity to release these fears back into that vast, infinite realm of nothingness. And the purpose of this memorial, it's actually the purpose of the ritual. It's not a memorial. It's not a memorial to the past, just as it's not a time of wishful thinking for the future. It's a time of intention, of consciously using our tools of denial and affirmation, a cleansing of the old and an infilling of the new through the Spirit of Truth. It's a time that we release the past. We might as well. It's already in the rearview mirror. We don't need to keep dragging it forward. The past has been our teacher. Especially that which no longer serves us. And we lay hold of our good in the now moment and into the future. And we do this by denying those error thoughts and behavior patterns that we want to eliminate. And we do this by affirming, by making firm the patterns of the true thoughts that are going to bring us what we truly desire into manifestation. So, as always, as we begin the process, you will be guided every step of the way. There's no way to do it wrong. I'm simply providing a space of instruction, and I invite you to, as we said earlier, that daily word, my time spent communing with the divine within is what gives me clarity. So this is your time of communing with that divinity in you that brings clarity. Golden sacred clarity. There's a friend of mine who often says, I like to invite Miss Clara T into the room. So we are going to invite Miss Clara T into the room today as we have this sacred experience together. It was Nito Kuban who said, your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. And Carlos reminded us last week of that old Gracie Allen quote, never place a period where God has placed a comma. So may this be your year of the comma. Not karma. We New Yorkers like to say comma. Karma, not karma. May this be your year of the comma. Carry that comma with you. Keep on unfolding. And so what you are going to need right now, if some of you already know, some of you are probably prepared. And if you're not, you need a pen. You gotta have a pen and a bowl or a plate, something to put things in. This is gonna be your sacred bowl, your sacred dish for the day. I need to come up with an acronym for dish, but we'll save that for another time. And Carlos also mentioned something last week he and I had been discussing, and that is toilet paper. So you need toilet paper. You need to get some toilet paper. Now, if you need to get toilet paper like this, you're going to have to do some of this writing on your own later. But hopefully we're going to bring it down to the core nuggets of what we want to release. So need some toilet paper. We're going to write on some toilet paper. And a friend of mine that read the newsletter the other day when I reminded everyone what we're going to need for today's process said, where did this toilet paper thing come from? Did somebody clog up their toilet last year with too much paper? And I said, no, it's just, you know, we're going to flush it away anyway. Paper is paper. And may it be a new part of our ritual. Okay, so you're also going to need, if you don't want to use toilet paper, you don't have to. Again, it's your ritual. You can use paper, scrap paper, whatever you've got. And this year, hopefully everyone has toilet paper, because last year, I think we were just coming out of the toilet paper hoarding that was going on. And you're going to need an envelope. And if you don't have an envelope, some scotch tape. If you don't have some tape, we'll live. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to begin to simply get centered. So I'm going to invite you right now to take a breath. Just take a breath. And we're going to just sit for a bit. We're going to sit in sacred connection with each other. Yo, can you bring us to that place of fire right now, please? And you can keep your eyes closed you can close your eyes if you'd like, or focus on this, the beauty and the power of the fire. And I'm going to share yesterday's daily word with you. I think it's a perfect way to begin our process. As you breathe in the stillness, letting your shoulders drop. And know these words within you. I greet this day feeling grateful as I begin another year. It is stretched out before me like a blank canvas, inviting my unique designs and bright colors. I use my zeal and imagination to dream big dreams and make bold plans. I release the past, taking from it precious memories and invaluable experience. Even the experiences that were not especially happy have helped bring me to where I am today. I feel confident and self-assured, knowing that I go forth into the new year with God expressing as my creativity, my audacity, my kindness, and my compassion. My receptive, eager attitude for the coming year opens my heart to all the joy I am about to create. I smile and I let the wonder in. I joyfully create the year anew. As you focus on the fire, drop your attention down to your heart. What is it you want to release from your life. What is it that you would like to bless and let go of? As you begin writing, whenever you're ready, just write in whatever word comes to mind. What is coming to your heart that has served you, that has taught you, that you can now release back into the nothingness. If I have been harboring guilt, regret, unforgiveness, I now make the choice to let it go. I choose to release any story or sentiment that's blocking my good. I am here to expand, not contract. And as these ideas, which is all they are, these ideas, as they come to your heart, telling you they're ready to be loosed and let go, think of what might be lying underneath. Is there a fear? What is that fear? Can you give it a name? As we go through this process, let's remember an old song together called I Release and I Let Go.
I release and let go in the silence, oh my soul. I release and let go. I forgive every wrong as I sing this simple song. I forgive every wrong, oh my soul. Though these words are in your bulletin, I invite you to simply stay in this space and just listen. Listen from your heart. I really
I shared an affirmation that I asked you to carry with you into this process. Easily, gracefully, I release the past so that I am free in this moment for all that is possible now. Easily, gracefully, I release the past so that I am free in the moment for all that is possible now. Through the power of release, we let go of limiting beliefs. Through the power of release, we remember our inherent goodness, our divine identity. And when we do this, we are unstoppable. In the quietness of our spiritual practice, we tune in that heart space to the thoughts and feelings and the beliefs that need our attention so we can discern what is truly an expression of truth. And then the rest can be released so we can birth the fullness of our most noble selves. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, release is a cleansing practice that frees us from burdens that we have carried far too long, that have made our bodies weary and our minds troubled. Our lives and the lives of those around us, when we release, they're freer, they're lighter, they're more meaningful because we release what is not serving our greater good any longer. Easily, gracefully, I release the past so that I am free in this moment for all that is possible now. And as we now come back together, place whatever you've written in that sacred dish that you gathered just a few minutes ago. Just place your hand over that. And feel the energy from your heart coming up to your shoulder, moving down your arm into this dish. And we see that powerful image of fire, sacred fire, transforming, alchemizing what you've now placed in this sacred dish. And now shift your thinking, your focus from the heart to what it is you desire for this coming year. Something that you can believe. Something that you can commit to. Not something in the outer, something that begins from within. Can I commit to a more deepened spiritual practice? Can I commit to deeper, stronger self-care? Can I commit to a new, deepened level of self-love? What is the calling of my heart that I desire to experience in this new year? That I carry forward . Just be with that. And when you're ready to begin writing on that letter paper, this is not a letter to God out there. Though God is everywhere present, immanent and transcendent, we know that God is within us. What name is the salutation of your letter today? Dear God within, whatever your name is, because in truth you are writing to yourself, to the highest within you, to the Christ within you. But before you begin to write, I want you to date this letter December 31st, 2022. And now as you begin to write, from the point of view of a year from now, what are you grateful for that you achieved? What gifts that you gave yourself? What replaced the fears that you released? Way back January 2nd, 2022. What are you grateful for? We know that whatever we have experienced up to this moment are simply lessons we have learned.
They say there's a universal plan for everyone, for every man. I do believe there's a higher power, but in our darkest hour, it's hard to understand. So we start to question, start to doubt. We lose faith in what life's all about. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why'd we get burned? Just like the seasons, there are reasons for the we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. Don't give up, keep on looking deep inside. Let your heartbeat be your guide. For there's a gift for those who keep believing. You'll find what you've been needing is right before your eyes. You'll hold the answer in your hand. There are no mistakes. to be heard.
And when you're finished with your letter, if you are, fold it up and place it in that envelope if you have one. If you don't have an envelope, just fold it up and use a piece of tape to seal it. Put your name on the outside and decide where you're going to place it. What sacred place in your home are you going to put this for this year to germinate, to grow, to blossom? In the past, I've suggested you might put it in your Bible. You may not be tempted to open that Bible very much during the year, but put it in a sacred place. And very importantly, write in your calendar, whatever kind of calendar you use, write on December 31st, 2022, where you put your letter to God, your letter to you, so that you can read it on that last day of this year. And perhaps as you were writing your letter, perhaps other things came up that you want to release. And things might continue to come up. So as they do, write them down, put them in your sacred dish. And now we are going to take that dish and walk to your bathroom and flush it away. You are going to the toilet bowl. And when you've done that, come back, be still, and simply allow the music to soothe your soul as we begin to bring this process to a close today.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old? Sign. We'll
speed. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come through, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. That's the moon, one-headed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe
tonight. Brilliant, Leo. Brilliant. Thank you. Something's coming. Joseph Campbell said, we must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And so it is.